is the time for Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast with Jerena Payne. Welcome. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, God, for church leadership. My prayer today, Father, is that you lead and guide and direct us in all truth and righteousness. Hebrews 13:17, God, you said, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be no benefit to you. Father, we thank you right now, God, for the auxiliaries, Heavenly Father, within the church, God, those that give aid to those that are in need, those that are considered helpers, Father, to the organization, God, in the name of Jesus. Give strength, Heavenly Father, order, God, clarity, Father, strength in the name of Jesus. You tell us, Father, in your word that not many of us should become teachers, God. Your fellow believers, Lord, because those who teach, Heavenly Father, will be judged more strictly, God. Cause us, Lord, to know what your will is for our lives, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, not everyone needs microphones, Heavenly Father. Not all of us, Father, need stages, Heavenly Father. It's a lot, God, that comes with that, Heavenly Father. A lot of warfare, Heavenly Father. Stricter judging, Heavenly Father, from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, make your purpose clear, Heavenly Father, for our lives, in the name of Jesus. So many, Father, don't know their purpose, Heavenly Father. Many, Heavenly Father, are all in other lanes, Heavenly Father, and destructured, Heavenly Father, disorganized, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, God, for commanding order, Heavenly Father, in the lives, God, of your churches, Heavenly Father, of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, of those, God, that are in leadership. My prayer, God, is that you continue to strengthen us, God, those that are members of the fivefold ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. In Ephesians, God, you said, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, Heavenly Father. Lord, all of us, God, are important, Heavenly Father, in our own way, Father, the way that you've created us, God. And when we bring our gifts all together, Father, Lord, you move mightily and lives are changed and the body of Christ is built up, Heavenly Father. There is love and understanding, Father. God, I pray, Father, for continuous covering, Heavenly Father. Purge us, God, of all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Anything that stands in the way of our purpose, Heavenly Father, the plan you have for our lives, God, we ask, God, that you separate it from us, Heavenly Father. Cause us to be worthy, God, in your sight, Father, and lead, Heavenly Father, with integrity, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray over dance ministries. I pray over worship and choir ministries. I pray over the media ministries. I pray over the counseling ministries and grief counseling. I pray over the outreach ministries and missions, Father. I pray over the pastoral ministries. I pray over the intercessory ministry, God, the prayer warriors in the name of Jesus. Also, the children and youth ministries, Sunday school ministries, the food and clothing ministries, Father, prison ministries, the deacon ministries, God, the giving ministry, Heavenly Father, volunteers, God, Father, every area, every auxiliary in the body of Christ globally, Father. Lord, you're transforming, God, you're changing, you're shifting, Heavenly Father. You're starting with us, God, getting our lives together, God, getting ourselves in order, God. You're structuring your church, Father, for a mighty move, God, for the revival, Heavenly Father, for those that are lost, God, to come in, Father, and receive your salvation, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Don't allow us as your leaders, Heavenly Father, to fall by the wayside in the name of Jesus. God calls us, Heavenly Father, to build our houses, Heavenly Father, not on sand, God, but on the solid rock, Father. You are the solid rock, Heavenly Father. Great is the fall, God, of those who build their homes, God, on the sand, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask for strength, God, continuously. earnestly. You told us to seek you, Father. You told us to knock, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And you said the door would be open, Heavenly Father. We're continuing to seek you for strength, God, and clarity in the name of Jesus. We're continuing to seek you, God, and ask that you help us, Father. Keep ourselves pure, God, without spot or wrinkle, God. Not compromising, Heavenly Father, our integrity, God, and our relationship, Father, with you, Father, for anything else, God. We are the salt of the earth, Heavenly Father. We are light of the earth, Heavenly Father. We are that light on the hill, God, that cannot be hidden, Father. You said in 2 Timothy 2:21 through 26, if you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. If you, your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the master to use you for every good work. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Again, I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant, arrogant arguments and that only start fights. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be kind to everyone. Be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's traps, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you free, God, those that are captive in the mighty name of Jesus, those that are enslaved, God, to chains of bondage in the name of Jesus. Let us not, Heavenly Father, be named among those that are difficult, Heavenly Father, foolish, God, argumentative, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, judge, God, by the word of God in the name of Jesus. Calls us to do everything in love. I pray for those that are bleeding, Father, and that don't know how to love. You will show, God. You teach us, Father, your word and everything that we need to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Never let loyalty and kindness leave us, God. Calls us to turn to tie these things around our neck, Father, as a reminder, Father. Calls us to keep them deep within our hearts, God. You said in your word, if we do these things, Father, we will find favor both with you and people. And not only that, God, we will earn a good reputation. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. I pray for those in leadership, Heavenly Father, not sure how to lead, God, that take everything to the pastors, Heavenly Father. Lord, the pastors have enough to deal with, God. You're saying handle it, Heavenly Father. If you've called us to the ministry, God, if we've been appointed by you, Father, by our pastors, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you are entrusting us, God. They are trusting us, God, to handle these situations, Father, and judge by the word of God and lead a life, Heavenly Father, without compromise. God, in the name of Jesus, it is to the glory of God to conceal a matter, but to the glory of kings is to search out a matter. Father, don't allow us to unjustly judge a matter, because at times our vision may be off focus, Heavenly Father. Sometimes we perceive matters, Heavenly Father, from a distorted, dysfunctional, and unfocused personal view. By nature, God, we are fallen, but your Holy Spirit, God, we thank you for it. It is perfect, Father. It is flawless, God. It is constant and consistent, God. We understand that our flesh is constantly at war, God, with our spirit. But Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for victory. Father, you don't need to search out anything, God, because you already know, and your vision is clear, and you are perfect, and your ways are unfathomable, and so are the depths, God, of your counsel in the name of Jesus Christ. God calls us, God, in leadership, Father, to be members of wisdom, Father, calls us to be wise, God, calls us to be humble, Father, carefully discerning matters, and constantly, God, examining ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you said he who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for discernment, Heavenly Father, according, God, to your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Some come in, Heavenly Father, to the church. They don't get along with others, God, and are only interested in themselves. They disagree with what everyone else knows, God, is right, as you said in Proverbs 18:1. But Father, we thank you for bringing correction. We thank you for bringing order to your church. We thank you, God, that you've come, Heavenly Father, to give life, God, and life more abundantly, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, Father, that you did not come to condemn, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I pray, God, that you stretch out your hand, Father, over the body of Christ, leadership, the fivefold ministry, in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. Those that you've put in position within the church, God, and different auxiliaries to oversee, God, leadership in the name of Jesus. Help us, Heavenly Father, do all that you've required us to do, Father. And in all that we do, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, cause us to do it for your glory, God, and unto your glory in the name of Jesus. Help those that are bleeding, Father, and leading, God, with problems and issues and circumstances in their life, God, painful memories of the past, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, things they've got to deal with now, God. Those that are weary, Father, in strength, Heavenly Father. Those that are weak, those that are tired, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, your burden is easy, Father. Your yoke is light, Heavenly Father. Your people will find rest, God, for their souls, God, if they give it to you, Father, if they release it unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you can carry it. You are the only wise God, Heavenly Father. You are master creator of the universe, God, and everything and everyone in it, Heavenly Father. Lord, you promise not to put on your people, God, more than they can bear, Father. And if you've caused them to lead, if it's over worship ministry, if it's over intercessory ministry, if it's over prison ministry, Heavenly Father, if it's teaching children in Sunday school, Father, whatever it is, Heavenly Father, if it's in the soup kitchen, God, whatever it is, God, you fully equip them, God, to do so. You've equipped us, Father, as your people, Father, to do so in the name of Jesus. Cause us to execute your will, Father, with diligence and patience, Heavenly Father, with power, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, it's not going to happen, Father. We're not going to win over souls, Heavenly Father, by our power or might, God. But it's going to happen, Heavenly Father, by your spirit in the name of Jesus. You don't ask us to be perfect, Father. We'll never get it right, Heavenly Father. But God, you asked us to seek you, Heavenly Father, and we will find you, God. You told us to knock on the door, Father, and you're going to open it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for open heavens. We thank you that we can make our requests known unto you, Father. Whatever is on our heart, Father, you are there, God. You are here, Heavenly Father. You've never left us, and never will you leave us, God, or forsake us in the name of Jesus. So I pray for strength, God. I pray for wisdom, God. I pray for power, Father, over leadership globally, Father, north, south, east, and west. Dispatch your angels, Father. Correct things that need to be corrected, Heavenly Father. Purge us of all unrighteousness. Cause us to die to ourselves, Father, so that the Spirit of God can live in us, Father. Take precedence over our lives, Father, and we can be the light of the world. That light that is on a hill, God, that cannot be hidden. We declare and decree we have the victory, Father. No weapon the enemy forms against the people of God shall be able to prosper. So we thank you for power. We thank you for authority. We thank you for humility. We thank you for obedience. And most of all, we thank you for the victory. We declare and decree it is so. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast with Jerena Payne. If you've missed any of the broadcasts or desire to follow me, please visit voiceforthehurting.com. Now rise and shine, warrior. You are victory.